Ian Bell, AppSocial Media.
Okay, and tell me a little bit more about your company.
So AppSocial is a maker of mobile dating services. Specifically, we have a service we're building for a major social networking company, and a service we're building for ourselves is called Tingle.
And tell me a little bit about your own background, and did you start up the company, or?
Yeah, the company was founded by myself and my business partner, who's been a friend of mine since I was 16 years old, a year ago.
And you're based out of where?
Here, Vancouver.
Okay. And so we're at the Growth Conference, and what connection do you have to this conference?
So a few things. I've been friends with Debbie for quite a while. I have been a fairly active advocate for the Canadian and Vancouver technology community for quite a long time, and I was the producer of a film that was used to open the conference today.
Maybe you can elaborate a little bit more on that film?
So that film was a film that has no public title,
but
was a film that we created in order to draw some attention towards some of the success stories that this city has had in the technology industry, because I think it's quite a common thing for people to forget the impact that we've had.
So if somebody didn't know, what would be some of those stories?
So a great example is Verus Payments. They do parking meter payment processing for municipalities all over the world. That company has been in existence here for at least 6 years. Was recently sold to a UK company for a fairly significant amount of money, about $35 million. And that company's been quite successful propagating their technology globally. And it started here and has been operated here ever since.
So with your own company, with some of the connections that you have in Silicon Valley, what do you see your own company's growth being?
Well, I mean, we want to create a company that has global reach. It's obviously a consumer technology company. My expectation is that, 2 years, 3 years from now, we're a fairly sizable revenue company, maintaining a lean but effective team, hiring from some of the best folks here, and also having the ability to pull in some people with expertise from outside of the Vancouver area, which is fairly easy to do on days like this.
So would you see going down to Silicon Valley and looking to raise capital, or are you looking to sort of stay local? And
I spend a lot of time talking to investors all over the place. We're looking for some fairly specific things from investors. We're looking specifically for some female involvement, which I think makes us unique.
In what way?
Well, as a dating service, we want to be fairly in tune with the needs of women. Women are the major drivers within that community and within the communities that are created around online dating. And so we really need to have some estrogen at the board level. And we're quite aggressively pursuing female VCs. There aren't that many of them. That's not to say we turn away money from someone who's fairly well connected and has some insight into our industry and has the money to invest, but first right of refusal goes to any female.
And has there been any differences you've noticed in terms of talking to or dealing with American versus Canadian companies?
Sure. I mean, I lived and worked in Silicon Valley for a number of years. I probably couldn't encapsulate. I would suggest there's probably a general attitude in the U.S. and in many cases it's warranted. In a lot of cases it's actually not. Canadians, we really underplay it. We tend to be a little too humble, a little too realistic. I would suggest that we need to learn within limits the power of bullshit. The power of bullshit is actually a big factor in what makes Silicon Valley a successful place.
So that sounds like a pretty good topic for discussion. Maybe you can do that for next year.
I think Leonard covered some of it.
I was going to say, who would you have on your panel?
I think Leonard is the professor of bullshit. But
okay.
I guess within that are embedded lots of different meanings, right? I mean, know when to push the limits in terms of where you're at and expressing what it is you're doing and what your level of ambition is. and know when you need to create a little bit of fear, uncertainty, and doubt among your competitors.
Because Jeff Clavier, he was saying about his one comment with the Canadians was that they were, you know, basically that in the States when he does a conference that they would be not letting him get off the stage because they would be asking him so many questions, and then
here
nobody would speak.
We're way too meek, way too polite. You know, there's all those Canadianisms that are obstacles.
But do you see that?
But the advantage is
still, or do you see that changing?
Oh, that's absolutely happening, and it happens all the time, and it'll probably never change. But the advantages about being Canadian are we have this weird ability, pathological ability, to focus and get stuff done, and get stuff done that is world-beating. But the problem is we have a hard time expressing why it's world-beating or how it's going to be world-beating, and we have a hard time finding who to talk to.
Do you see maybe that you're sort of a bit of a hybrid and that you've been down there, you have a sense of the attitude that you're here and that you can bring that to your company?
I hope so on both fronts because, you know, I was part of the first technology bubble in Silicon Valley in the 90s, and there was an immense amount of bullshit there, far too much, and we saw what happened, and so I'm not anxious to repeat that. But on the other side, if my Valley experience has done one thing for me, it's allowed me to have conversations at a level that I certainly suspect I would not have been able to otherwise. So,
just in terms of this conference, what are you going to walk away from having been here?
Well, I mean, as a company actively raising capital, it's a great conversation starter. So we've met a number of investors, mostly from outside of the city, who have insight, who have interest, who think what we're doing is cool, and who are willing to accept our penchant for unconventional wisdom. So, I mean, a lot of what we're doing is quite counter to the flow of the current market. That's why I think we're interesting. But in terms of Canadian VCs or local VCs, that's actually been something that's caused them a little bit of heartburn when they look at our business strategy. I'm comfortable with that, but for other folks it's an obstacle. So it's nice to meet people from outside of the city who have a more open-minded or who perhaps have a bit more insight into what's really happening into the market segment that we're going to be playing. So that's been very useful. As far as the presentations and the speeches, I think these are far more qualitative than any other conference we've ever had in the city, bar none.
Okay.